Steve, why is it important to measure forecasted calls versus the actual calls and handle time in the call center?
It's very important when taking a look at these particular metrics to make sure that you're forecasting correctly. The average handle time and the number of calls are the two most important components in really determining the resources that you need to answer that call volume. Normally, you will see this expressed as a percentage above or below either one of those metrics. You may see it, for example, sometimes as a numerical value in itself. If you forecasted handle time at 200 seconds, you may see a number that's 10 or 20 seconds above that. You may see it also expressed frequently as 10% above or below. And again, this is very, very important to look at, because if you have forecasted a particular number or a range and it is above or below that, this will tell you what action that you need to do to correct that.
And how is this information obtained and used?
In today's environment, most call center systems will provide numerical reports that really tell you what is the current AHT, number of calls handled, those basic statistics. What normally occurs is there's a person that is assigned to really provide forecasts and to do forecasting work. They will take that information and compare it against what the original plan was. Again, this is very critical in terms of a workforce management role to analyze the planned volumes, the planned workload versus what actually happened to determine that you have enough resources to achieve service levels.
Okay, thank you.